I guess. Call the order of the meeting, any new introductions? I don't know that I've met you, maybe online.
Yeah, I'm Kirsten Keeper. Been on the board for, I guess, about 6 months.
Okay.
I prep this electric utility planning and some.
Can we do a quick round?
Sure.
It's been requested when these live goes, keep posting. We don't have the YouTube link tonight. But when these audios get files get loaded to the website, it's hard to figure out YouTube. So I think a quick round.
We can all try to send that to each other.
Clark, you want to start from this?
Oh, sure. Yep. Clark, I assistant city engineer.
Lynn Chacon.
Jeff Staller.
Bo Janow.
Kirsten Keeper.
Dean Wood.
Carol Bright, city council liaison.
Eric Lias, public works director and city engineer.
And I'm Natalie Mann.
Next up on the agenda is an approval of the agenda. Any additions, subtractions or changes for the agenda for tonight? I think I got so back and we needed a motion to approve the agenda.
I move that we approve the agenda.
Unless Dean, you got something you're looking at?
Just a couple of quick comments on the agenda is. And maybe that's not necessarily on this one, but like, as we list on like number five business review 6 year CIP, there was a comment that several creative ways to fund the water projects were discussed. Yes, I'm not.
You're talking about minutes or?
Yeah, I'm talking about minutes.
We're not.
Oh, agenda, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Any comments on the agenda? Sorry, I thought we were approving. I get a motion to approve the agenda.
I get a motion to approve the agenda.
Dean has. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Oh, second. Anybody opposed? Hearing none. This will be the agenda we're working from tonight. Next on the agenda is public comments.
I would like to make a comment. I went on the Clackamas River watershed. The B stands for something I have no idea what, sure.
Providers, Clackamas River water providers.
That's it. On Saturday, it was very enjoyable. We did not get the notes from the PGE person because they were not available and the forest ranger was furloughed, so we didn't get them either. But it was a lovely drive up the river to see where our water comes from. And you've all been recreating in it. Thank you very much. I'm going on a tour of the Thumb West facility next Friday. And I'm very excited about it as well.
It should be.
Yes, exactly. Yes, and I happen to be listening to the city council meeting where that tour was discussed and may have sent one of the counselors a message saying I went on that tour and I'm on that tour.
It's a nice facility. It's a nice facility. Any other public comments? Nobody online and nobody in the room. Okay, Dean. Here were comments on the summary notes.
I didn't receive. Oh.
They were.
Yeah, they were part of an email that came out. Did you get the email?
I did, and I got other things, but I didn't.
Yeah, so I'll go back to my comment. The minutes were a little brief. Like at five on the review of the 6 year CIP, it says several creative ways to fund the water projects were discussed. Thinking that we should probably provide a little more context behind that in meeting minutes. Through our biggest documentation of our meeting. And then, like in number six, where it says capital project update, staff gave update on the waterline project. Is there like a project ID on that, or is there an official title? Kind of stuff, maybe being a little more specific.
what we're referring to as part of our documentation. More detail.
Hold on. Make note of that. I wasn't at the last.
So one thing that I've seen used is, you know, if you guys are recording it, you can use AI. It'll give you more detailed notes and how to streamline that really. For something like this, I might be able to capture more detail.
Yeah, it should be doing that. Yes, please. It was. Jeff, about that, of course. Get that changed.
So I think I love the WebEx AI. They think my name is Bo, you know.
That was my first note.
That's all. Not saying it's perfect, but it is capturing that detail. It actually, I've seen it be pretty successful.
Yeah, the WebEx should be capturing most of the details, but like I said, it does make some errors. So we'll go through it. I'll talk to Jeff. She's putting it together, make sure we've got more detail gained, so we get a little more information in there.
And like I said, it's something we spent just half hour talking about that.
Funding.
You know, funding and different things. And so I guess I would propose we go back and fix these notes up and take a look at them next meeting. And that would be my suggestion, but it disagrees with that. But I think capturing that dialogue would be good. Otherwise, we're going to lose that. We never really capture that thread.
That's it. Has some details that they do the notes for you. For my committee, I have to do them, and I hate that part of the job. So my sympathies.
Any other feedback on the minutes?
Next meeting, we'll have two summaries.
I guess whenever they're done, if you want to send them out to the group earlier, you know, here's the minutes, that way it's fresh in everybody's mind. So we're all meeting every other month becomes what do we talk about. And if you get them done in the next couple of weeks, that would be a little bit easier to get some feedback, put a deadline on.
It's a little fresher too.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Since we're not going to get approval of the summary notes, we'll move on with the business. And I think I turned this over to Stan.
You got it. So with the 25-27 budget cycle, City Council provided their council priorities. So we put this together as sort of a starting point. I know I reached out, I think I was kind of late to the game, but I believe I sent you, Jeff, the list. But we went with this, so I think that there's, has anybody ever came back that put some amended?
I believe, well, and we talked about that during the approval, but this is a flexible and fluid document. So it can be updated and adjusted whenever. But I do think that the Sustainability Advisory Board came back with some changes for their work plan. So certainly that's allowed, accepted, encouraged.
Yeah.
It's got to be something that this group can work on and wants to work on.
Sure. I just wanted to throw that out there if that was an option, since this list was put together by staff. So we're happy to open it up for discussion on was this list and then what the needs are.
Was there the body of the memorandum talked about council priorities for 2025-2027 attached? Was there a document that was part of this? See
it. It wasn't on this one, you recall? if there was an attachment that we sent out with the work plan. Council, is that not even a title, but we can find it prior to this whole month. On the way.
I just didn't know there was a separate document that was missing.
Where they live?
Carol, how, like, I guess just for some behind the scenes or behind the curtain, what did the, how did council generate the priorities and what was that?
Well, the priorities were technically supposed to be generated from here and presented to the council.
Okay.
And because I think the meetings every other month have made it a little bit more difficult.
Okay.
For this particular group. But then it was brought to the council, we did multiple advisory groups at the same time.
Is this born out of the meeting council has every January on what your priorities are for the year? And so this is our work plan based on those priorities?
Yes, although there might not be specific council priorities for every advisory group. So then it's like, what's the function, what's the purpose of the advisory group and how can they move that forward? I think with the utility advisory group, I think, you know, one of the things is clarity over what is the purpose of this group.
Yeah. So here's, it's online if you want to check it out. The priorities probably scrolled out into.
There is one about water funding and. So there's the advisory group and then drinking water system.
Yeah.
So those are the two that most directly affect this group.
I guess the one thing I, when I read just kind of the four bullet items we have here listed, right, it's the consider conservation question options. And I guess if I'd even go one level further and. I don't word it exactly, but right here, you're capped at a certain percentage increase, but it's more than just water conservation pricing. I think it's a broader rate conversation that we can weigh into more so than just water conservation, right? I mean, so I think. That might be something to list here that as an area that we can focus on providing, even if it goes to council and council, we can do nothing with it. At least our groups got a message being taken up that we see an issue with that.
We go back in history, years ago, there was an attempt to implement conservation pricing and it had to go to the voters because of the 5% cap.
Right.
Because with conservation pricing, high users would potentially have a greater than 5% rate increase.
Right.
And it was not passed. Now, whether or not there was sufficient communication about what the goal was,
sure.
I don't know. I don't remember all that. I just remember that it was there. I voted in favor of it, working for a water district. It seemed like a good idea to me, but it did not pass.
And would that be sorry, item B on here was doing a rate study. Would that be a scope of work for the consultants to look at that as an alternative to see how much difference it would make or what that would look like? I mean, they ultimately provide kind of details as to, you know, what the different options or alternatives could potentially look like. Does it make a difference? Doesn't it make a difference? What would be required from a.
And my thought with the rate study is right now we're going on a limit of city charter, this is 5% increase every year, no more than 5% increase every year. So we don't know without a full-blown rate study based on the water system master plan, what the rates should be.
Yes, rates for each person, or is there another way to define rates more broadly?
The charter just specifically says that the utility rates cannot go up by more than 5% a year.
Right, but can it be skewed and over the city 5% somehow?
I don't know. I could see people in the community saying you're not compliant with the charter rules. They said mine went up by more.
Yeah.
What's the definition of rate? Within the cop.
Rate increase.
Sure, right.
I think the other thing we have to be aware of is that we have a steady amount of money coming in here right now. And any lowering of rates based on less usage is going to skew that number lower, because I'm going to guess that there are a number of people who live here who do not use. I use 2 of my 10 every month. So, but that lowers that steady rate that we have right now and makes our problem worse.
As a finance person, that 7 units that we pay for, that's in that base rate, that is certainty to the finance department, because even if nobody uses any water, they get that much.
Right.
Exactly. So with any type of incentives used left, we still have to maintain that certainty, I guess is what I heard.
We have a hookup charge. Like on your utility bill for your gas bill, there's always something like $12 a month, $10 a month, just for the privilege of connecting to that system. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, they apply a volumetric rate for the amount of gas you use.
I think that's the base rate.
Well, we have a base rate, but it includes 7 units.
Yeah, so what I'm suggesting is separating those 2 things. There should be a hookup charge that is separate from conservation rate, because everybody connects to the system. There's a certain amount of estimate capital expenditure required to do that.
That's what it is.
They should pay for that, but their consumption should be decoupled. That's what conservation rate should hope to achieve.
Well, and if we did a conservation rate, it would say your first 4 units you pay at this rate, you know, 5 to 8 you pay at this rate. But as Bo mentioned, that has the potential to change the known revenue that comes in.
Of course, but that's where the value of the hookup charge is, because gives you the certainty.
But the 7 units is not the base rate. The base rate is the hookup charge.
Okay.
And then just throws in, you can use up to 7 units before we charge you more.
Right. And I'm still suggesting that those things could be decoupled.
The rate study will help us understand how far off one way or the other you need to swing and what options there.
Is the idea of decoupling water from sewage, you know, fresh water incoming versus outgoing?
It would be nice if it was decoupled on the bill.
It is. There's a list that says here's your water and here's over here's your sewer, street maintenance, park maintenance. It's separate on the bill.
Because we know what Wes is attached to.
And the 5% includes over all of those different things, as opposed to 5% for water, 5% for sewer, 5% for parks, or
I'm not sure. It's the charter language includes parks and even street maintenance, I believe.
And it's by the Westland sewers are might be separate, but the West charge treatment
is in that
not number. Visible. It's somewhere in there, and it would be more transparent to people who's doing what that was.
And that's one of the other things that we're talking about with South Fork is the whatever South Fork charges us, we have to pay. And if South Fork has increases that are greater than that 5%, the way it is structured right now, we have to go to the voters and say, can we raise your rates more because our water source is costing more? If the voters say no, the city's got to do that.
And if capital improvement projects are more than that 5% for waste and water, say they each are doing one, which I believe they each are.
Yeah, we do 5% on each individual component. But the West is a pass through.
It is, and it's not called out separately.
But it's not like that.
So when West raises theirs, shown as.
Will be 5% for the first.
Yeah.
But we're trending for the next 10-year long-term financials, 5% every year.
So I haven't read the language in the charter, but is it specific that the 5% increase has to include all costs, or is it specifically the costs that relate to the Westland system? I'm just wondering if there's any sort of like wiggle room in the language to separate out the Middle Fork costs without having.
South Fork.
South Fork, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you've had more conversations with Lauren and Kaylee on this perhaps than I have. But I think that was the first thing we were looking at is can we bifurcate this without money? And I think so far.
Yeah, all the legal.
The answer is for no.
Yeah, no. And I keep getting stuck on the 5% rate increase because I know the West, the charter is one thing, but a lot of utility regulations are governed by the Public Utility Commission in the state of Oregon. And at least on the electricity side, they would not look at an individual customer and say, oh, your rate went up by more than 5%. They would look at the average rate.
Exactly. Because they don't have to comply with the Westland City Charter.
Sure, but I think we should make sure that that's actually what the Westland City Charter says.
Let me see. Can we just get it? Sounds like we got a lot of people that are interested. I'm interested in reading it.
I was going to say that.
Attached to the meeting minutes for
sure.
This one.
I think there's an easier way to find that.
Here we go. Where would it be?
You know?
Mostly just curiosity. We had to see the character.
If you go to Westland and you go to departments. And you go to community development, this is how I do it. Not finding it there on my computer, I do. Maybe it's not under, maybe it's under city council.
Makes sense.
There it is.
Co-publishing.
You're scrolling down through the number one section.
I think it's under, I think there's a section that says utilities.
Water rates.
The number. The number, maybe.
Oh, she did.
Section 4.155. I just asked Chad GBT. Monthly water rate increase makes 5% in any calendar year without first receiving order pursuant to charter session 4.
Yeah, that's all you need is one residence to. Well, if I'm paying, you know, 5.0001 more.
The purpose and utility rate increase is the cost increase paid to the city by a user.
Is a user defined anywhere in the charter?
You know, maybe it's got a utility though. Yeah.
Well, that's the kind of thing that could probably be legally defined.
Yeah.
But again, I think that if the utility, the Public Utility Commission would look at this, and I do believe they have jurisdiction for the, even, you know, this part of the Westland Charter, I think that they would laugh at this.
Well,
I think that there's a real value in having like a utility lawyer look at this and tell us whether or not it's reasonable.
But water utilities don't have to go through that same process that the electric utilities.
Isn't the Public Utility Commission?
I work for a water district, and that's one of the things that the bond rating agencies look at, is we have, that Westland doesn't, but water utilities typically have full authority to raise the rates, you know, whatever they need to raise.
That's what I was saying, if you lower the
Yeah.
seven down to five.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't increase it.
Doesn't increase your rate. Somebody might pay more because they're using more water.
Bond will cost a lot more money.
Lowering the, what you get in your base cost.
I'm often upset that it says utility rate for each system shall be considered separately. So doesn't that suggest that sewer, water, stormwater?
They are, but they, each one of them is a 5% increase, but it also specifies that sewer rate increase is a pass-through is not included. That's excluded, but the pass-through from Southport isn't excluded. So kind of short side of that.
I want to emphasize again that utility ratepayer is a term of art, like from a legal perspective, and we really need a lawyer to look over this before we.
And we have a community look over it and talking with others that are more versed, but we don't have to deal with the Public Utility Commission.
Here, I looked it up. The PUC does not regulate any of the 1,100 municipalities and publicly owned water systems that serve Meridian Water. There is a water component to the PUC, but it doesn't regulate.
It's private water.
Yeah.
So rate study.
Yeah.
I think that's the first part of understanding what you actually need to do to deliver your capital plan, which was.
It was a real helpful in that you get somebody good to do it, in that they'll show how Westland water rates compare to other people, and that can give you, when you go to the public, to that gives you some.
If you look at the budget document and the, and I think the annual financial report, mostly the budget document, though, that information is there for the public, that, you know, the city puts that together when they do the budget. And it's looking, but they don't have a separate page that says this is water. They're showing, you know, water, you know, all of our services.
Stacked up.
And they compare with all of the other, but they're different colors in the bond.
But to communicate for water rates. Same on water, if it's already put together, it'd be good.
So just to recap, that study is ongoing right now. I would have it, but since the master plan has been completed, they got going on the rate study, but as the water master plan took so long.
There's no way I could do this again, by the way. I just randomly scrolled through and landed on this page.
That's SBC's, so you're on the wrong page.
Version is for me.
Anyway, they were relying on some obvious outdated thing. So they're pulling back.
Is the water master plan in the, if I search the city website, I'd find it?
Yeah, if you go under engineering, there's a master plan.
Who's doing the rate study?
FCS. So let's do that one for the sewer.
So I would say, like, we're on board with this one for our mission. Like, I think that's something that is important to everybody here.
Oh, good, I'm exhausted.
So yeah, Westland Water is.
Who's longer than us?
Oregon
City.
Do we have a, we have an ETA on that study?
But that's total. The lowest.
Yeah, we're way down.
Yeah, considering we have one of the highest incomes in the state.
So I think one A and B two, I think, falls out of this optimal rate, the rate conversation. I don't know that it needs to be a standalone item. Conservation pricing, I think, just rates and just options for how rates get built could be part of that. If it needs to go to the vote anyway, if you do conservation pricing, then your rates would be part of that.
I guess we should just specify that conservation pricing should be one of the options considered in the rate assessment.
Right.
Okay. It'd also be good to when you're communicating that to talk about specifics of the Westland system compared to others, because it's very complex, but gazillion pressure zones and
yeah.
I mean just the hardware, the miles pipe.
Or and,
yeah. And the money that's been spent per year, which I suspect is not given that, not great. And what's good practice? I suspect we're all way below.
Mm-hmm. Then you talked about communication. There, like the third item on here is assist with crafting community messages. Reason why sewer rates are necessary. Is there, what options do we have within the city for that communication as we consider kind of crafting a message and where it resides and what it looks like?
That's a great question.
Probably the committee for community involvement would be one of the avenues they've been tasked with helping to
yes
share that message
as
well.
1C.
Oh, awesome. I think that's that would be a place to share it, but like the crafting of the message and the strategy behind part of the audience. How do you get out? What is the message?
I think I
know people that are really good at that, but
you can hire somebody.
I'll navigate that.
I think that comes from the last time the water line. A good message or a message. I know. Maybe we're here meeting, but are we having meetings on that? Bit weird. Yeah, it's his mom. Why? She was going to go over and didn't know that. Yeah, something's funny. So he's like, my mom doesn't understand.
Yeah.
So that one was it.
Well, I think that people in opposition to it had a message that really had nothing to do with the necessity of having that water line. It was more like we have a perfectly good water line and ODOT should be paying for this.
Yes.
So.
And that's a losing argument, right, from the start. I mean, mm-hmm. they're not going to, so why even have that as
yeah. option? Just saying, having to make us do it because it's still has useful life.
And it's a long runway. I mean, you can't just start a campaign to raise rates a month before mm-hmm. ballot. I mean,
yeah.
I guess that's where I'm going.
It
that's
can't
the whole
start,
communication point.
It can't start too soon.
Yeah.
The communication about just educating people as to what this is.
Okay.
I think
in
the last,
here's a post to the Westland Facebook page. Did you know how great, how cheap your water is?
Yeah.
Like, just yeah. getting it out to convey to like where we're at. Like, we're.
So I guess therein lies my question is like, we have these different options, and I think there's different messages that plug in the alternative and getting people to ask the question and maybe digging into it a little bit. Maybe there's a site or website that provides the more details, but what is the message being like? Your water bill, maybe there's a flyer that's in there, or whatever that looks like.
So I'm on the Southport Water Board, and one of the things we've talked about there, because this message needs to go to both Oregon City and Westland, but the message is going to be different mm-hmm. to both. Oregon City already has their rate bifurcated, so if the Southport treatment part goes up, they can still maintain, they've got 3% cap, they can still maintain the 3% cap on their distribution system. And we don't do that, whatever the rate is, it's all combined.
What does it take to change that on the bill?
A vote.
Well, we'd have to have a vote.
Of council?
No, we'd have to have a vote of the community, because if we separated them and then increased the distribution by 5%, but South Fork's went up by more than 5%.
Just to show them separate.
Oh, to show them separate? And that would just take some programming on the bill. I think it could be done. But I think the challenge that we have there is again, that 7 units that we get as part of the base makes it a lot more difficult to share that, unless they just put a note on the bill that said the treatment cost X per unit of water. So it wouldn't say it's going to be $9, but it could say this much per unit of water. And then people could say, oh, well, I used 7 or I used 2. And they would know how much of that was for treatment versus distribution.
Yeah, that is a piece Lauren in finance is trying to work out. Yeah. If you show them separate.
I don't understand why that's complicated. You don't have to show treatment for the actual use. Everything's, I use way less than 7, not watery.
But out of that 7, what is the, what is South Fork's portion?
Yeah, so there's a base, say, you know, $25 or whatever, and I use 6 and you use 2. So each bill would have to be calculated. But if we just put a note on the bill that said South Fork water or treatment cost is $1 per unit,
yeah,
then that at least gives people a sense. So what I was going to say is in the last weekly newsletter from the city manager, there was a little blurb from South Fork. And part of that is this attempt to start letting people know that we get our water from the Clackamas River. We're a partnership with the city of Oregon City, because people don't really know that. Now, what they know is that they turn on the water and it comes out and it's clear and it tastes good and they get a bill for it every month. So that was like the little baby step. Step one of saying, this is where your water comes from. And we'll probably have to do that multiple times.
I would advocate doing that in a flyer, though, rather than just as a line item.
Well, I think that has to be a campaign. And yeah, you think about all the different avenues to do it.
I would suggest a flyer that says, hey, we're going to, the look of your bill is going to change. We're going to include this message.
Yeah, that makes sense. Also, I don't know how possible this is, but I imagine, and I would want to include the fire departments in the messaging, if there's any way to do that, because fire safety is an important part of everything we're talking about here. So, I think given, you know, all of the big trees in our neighborhood.
Well, fire storage is part of the water system, and that's
fire flow too, right? So.
Fire flow, but yeah.
That's some of the improvements you guys have. Right? It's much of the looping of things and smaller diameters. It's more about
the fire not just
demand for
fire flow. Yeah.
Well, yeah. We still have to fund the upgrades, and the upgrades benefit our ability to fight fires. So,
yeah. True. Right. And
part of the capital.
You don't have access to storage.
Yeah. Big fight on the Skyline Reservoir, as I remember, was, I mean, we didn't, when I did the reading, we didn't have enough fire storage. Can't believe people were like, no, we can't do that. Really?
Yeah, we don't need it. My house is on fire now.
Well, I ended here right after the vote for the bridge project, and I looked here going, well, where the hell do you think you're going to get your water from? And so it does, people just don't put 2 and 2 together and leave stones.
Yeah, during the summer, we're basically just turning on the system.
Well, that's another thing I learned is on the Clackamas River, those are passed through dams. There's nothing being stored there. So in summer, when there's no water, it's not like we have anything stored.
Is there any foundation at all, or do they just completely run?
It runs, it's a pass through. Yeah.
Well, PG does have the ability to release some water from Canopy Lake.
Yeah, that is all the way up at the top of the system. Yeah. Exactly. But down further, there is nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can store it. That is a concern. It can also be stored by your own in the distribution system.
So it sounds like you got a group that's willing to help craft the message and advise, but I think overall, beyond just the study of rates, it's also communication plans for what the outcome of that is something I've seen here too. To advise on that outreach plan.
We have somebody who leads that, the city, yes.
Well, something I learned while discussing the QR codes that Carson brought up a couple of months ago is that Public Works has their own public information person.
Correct.
And Danielle is the city, because I was discussing it with Danielle, and she's like, oh, well, they have their own. I was like, if we can work together, we're all the same, you know? So there's two people that, and the reason I bring up the CCI is because we do want to help with this message. It's part of what, you know, they do, and that's the website, and Danielle is all in charge of all of that, so that's a good place to work together.
So is that something maybe we can run through our next meeting to talk through, like, the city?
I don't know that we're there yet. I know what you're saying about you can't start it too soon, but I don't know.
Education.
Because if we.
General education, general water education is starting.
So we're just talking like water 101 versus.
Yep, versus specifics.
I had an idea that I shared with the city manager, and it would probably be something that would come with utility bill, is doing a two-question survey that goes out every month with utility bill. And it doesn't necessarily have to be just a utility question, but just asking two questions, people go, I can answer that, and they just look on the answers. I think we'll reach a lot more people than many of the other things, whether it's driving people to the website or looking at the Westland community page. I mean, we would do those as well. But this two-question survey, you know, like, you know, do you know where your water comes from? And just get started that way with these general kind of educating kind of things. And then when we move forward and we're considering going to the voters for a change in charge or just an increased rate of 5%, they will already have some information, and then we can start asking more specific questions about would you support kind of questions.
How many people pay their bills by a bill they receive in the mail versus going online?
I get the email notification that I look at my bill from that, and you could have a link on that to the questions.
Yes.
So it could be that way, or a link QR code on the bill that also would take you to.
Mine's on auto pay. I get an email like, oh, I paid.
Yeah.
Somehow we messed up our money. That was a disaster.
It's all on auto pay now.
But I think that you're right. I think that you're right. That we do have to go back to the basics, the ABCs of where does your water come from? Because it's where does your water go? You know, I think that's a big one as well. And we're done with that anytime. all brains go to the ocean. We learned that from Finding Nemo.
Yeah, and I think those are all, you know, different good ideas on how to do it, but I think there needs to be a broader strategy with schedule or whatever. If this is what we want to accomplish, these are the pieces, how we want to accomplish it, steps, and build up towards the campaign rate.
And once we've had the rate study done, then we know what we need to share.
Yeah. Is there a way to do 5% a year? I mean, Wes is doing that. Got a $750 million program. It's 10, 20 years. So I don't know, maybe 5% is okay, except
we started to.
Yeah, I know. But is there a way to do a one-time capital campaign and keep the rates the same, but you know, like whatever for a tank or for the pipe to do a capital campaign for that rather than a have to be voted on. And besides an O&M rate increase.
We've done it for transportation.
Yeah. The city can certainly go out for bonds, which would have to be paid back. Well, and if it's a revenue bond, it's going to be paid back from rates. So basically what that's doing is spreading the cost of the project over a 20 or 30 year bond versus having to have enough revenue from the current existing rates to be able to pay for that project. And a revenue bond, as far as I know, does not have to go to the voters. It's kind of like the full payment credit, but you're still using that same limited pool of revenue that you have to make the debt payments as well as cover the ordinary maintenance.
And if the debt payment is over 5%, then you do have to go to the voters or you're not going to be able to pay for it.
Well, no, I mean, you just have to take it out of the revenue that you have. You wouldn't increase rates necessarily to do that. You would say our rates are sufficient to pay the debt.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
But that's another thing the rate study should look at is here's these projects in the water system master plan, and your rate should be X to be able to damage those projects over the next 20 years.
So, God, if you went first to you.
I guess trust that they there.
But no, I'm still stuck in the city charter. And the specific thing I found is the sentence that says that, where is it? The utility rate for each system shall be considered separately. Why, for the purposes of the city charter, is South Fork not a separate system? I feel like the charter says right there that South Fork should be considered separately because it's a separate system. That's the way I interpret that. And again, I'm not a lawyer. I am an expert in utility rate design on the electricity side. And that says to me that, I mean, we would never consider a utility that we're trading with or have a contract with be part of our system. They're just not. So, I mean, maybe there's some sort of legal thing there, but to me, that says they should be considered separate. Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know that that's been.
I do find it interesting that the sewer is separated and clearly defined as much, but the water.
Which is a similar
wholesaler.
Relationship.
I feel like that's not for water. You don't have any control over it.
Yeah.
You, right? To deep, so yeah. It is kind of a strange. Yeah. I would agree. It's strange that one's called out.
Yeah, why would you consider our sewer system separate from our water system if you don't consider South Fork separate from our water system? Anyway, maybe that's a soliloquy, but going back to the topic of communication, though, I think that South Fork, at least to me, does kind of feel like the key here. And if we start by communicating to our ratepayers that we are sort of stuck paying what we're paying to South Fork, just with that, just say that, you know, that's a big portion of our costs and just leave it there. I think that would already seem a lot of the ground that we need if we do have to do a ballot initiative or something like that. And I think it could be simple too. I think we could just add a sentence to the city charter to say, to make it clear that South Fork is a separate system. Like, that might be all we need. But I don't know. I would like to look at the rate design study myself to see if there's more, you know, required for that.
Yeah. Lots of things happening, but I need to revisit with city attorney and Warren where we're at with that. I know they have a couple of legal consultants trying to figure that out, next steps. So
although I wonder if that language still keeps it limited to a percentage of some treatment and a 5% increase on distribution.
Yeah. I mean, it probably would, or right? At least you're not on the hook for whatever South Fork is doing to different things.
Well, South Fork, the board is made up of West Lynn and CNR and Sudan members. It's not a complete us and them.
Oh, no, I don't mean that, right? But it's like a wholesaler, you know, sort of.
Yeah, but you have an equity position. Yeah. South Fork, we're not members. So.
Exactly, but we have our own self-contained system that they just feed water into.
That's true.
Yeah. Right. And again, as context, like I work for the Bonneville Power Administration for years, and they have a very similar kind of relationship with a lot of the utilities in the region where Bonneville is the wholesaler. They have the dams, they, you know, have the transmission, and they transmit the electricity to the co-ops or the municipal utilities or Clark PV, which is Vancouver. So we unfortunately don't really get that here because we have Portland General Electric, but it's the same kind of relationship. Like Bonneville is the wholesaler and they sell to the retail, like retail utilities that then supply and use customers.
Separate system. These aren't the owners of Bonneville. Well, I guess technically they are.
We're trying to get some clarity.
I mean, I guess I missed, Lynn, you asked, but when was the rate study? I know you said they were behind.
I need to follow up with them. I haven't heard from them for a little bit, so.
You guys working with Sergeant?
What's that?
Are you working with Sergeant?
No, Doug.
Okay.
Amanda, maybe?
Yeah.
So that'd be good information for us to be as well.
Anything else on the list remaining to add?
Priorities and compliance, I think you heard our, what.
Yeah.
What we see as our priority or how we can help. I think we got a group full of people that are.
I would always add one last thing is we're talking about this now, 2 months from now is our next meeting. So we're making members of the information. About strategy wise, we'll talk about it then. And then there's probably some board action, which is 2 months after that for us to review, and then another 2 months before something actually happens. So and we're looking at 6 month windows or between now and devising some sort of strategy or idea or concept. So, you know, the concept of when we need to start thinking about stuff is now.
And then you also have to think about the lead time that you need if we are going to. Yeah, a ballot measure.
Right. And when you want to be on the ballot.
Right. Right. So obviously it won't be November. The next opportunity would be May.
And you have to think about whether that's a good idea or
yeah.
if you want to go next.
And what else could be on that ballot next to that ballot as well?
Yeah.
That'd be a, yeah.
So the reality is we got to work towards probably next November.
And yes.
But to your point, there's only 4 meetings, 5 meetings for this group to weigh in and provide input to get on the November ballot. I mean, we were on November ballot and we were racing when we started the process of being on the November ballot with Oregon City, and it's different because it's less than, but February. And we decided we're going to be on a November ballot before that February, and it was a race to get there, quite frankly. We would have been 5 or like. In the next November, almost, or at least the next May would have been not as much effort as we put into it to get them from your phone.
So I would say
August is when you, August is when you need to apply to be on the ballot.
Right.
As soon as you've applied to be on the ballot, then word will get out that you're on the ballot for that, and you need to do all the work.
Changes how you can talk about it.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we're already underfunded for capital projects. So, I mean, then sure we can get the rate study complete.
Yeah.
Sooner we can start getting prepared.
I'll shoot for having something by November.
Yeah. You don't need to wait till our next meeting to give it to us.
Yeah, I'll get it set on as soon as I can. I mean, you kind of cover B already too, I guess.
I don't know that we covered the advisory board charter language, did we? Talked about the city charter around.
Yeah, because didn't we want to make sure that we included all utilities and not just.
We had some questions about what was actually in the utility advisory board charter and what we could do. So just pull it up so everybody can see it.
Says rates for water.
We'll also make other recommendations.
You could expand that water could mean
regarding
all of the waters, wastewater, drinking water, surface water.
Yep. Yeah.
Again, why was it written that way? I don't know. Things I think would have pointed out.
There's a lot more clear. There's a non-part that says the utility advisory board may also make recommendations regarding other city-owned utilities. So to be only. There was some difference in the structure. Seems like that sentence implies that.
My understanding is that there was a potential reservoir or the size of the original, not the original, but the size of the pipe under 205. And people were saying they're only creating the system so that they can serve.
Stafford. We aren't still, they are still talking a lot about that, are they?
Not really that I hear when I'm out and about, but that, and that is my understanding that that's how this got in the charter. But they didn't want the city, people staff to just raise rates to be able to serve Stafford at the expense of all of the.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
Yeah. That kind of thing.
I guess my recommendation is that, you know, expand on water to water, surface water, sewer. I mean, if we just clarify that, that would be fine.
How difficult was it to change to a D chart? Anybody?
What's that?
How difficult is it to change the UAV charter? I don't know.
Well, if we change anything in the city charter, it's got to be done by the voters.
And this is part of the city charter.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy just to say concerning rates for any city-owned utility. So I know that we currently, we have these current utilities, but what if in the future we decide we want to incorporate an electricity utility or something like that? Is it?
Yeah.
Hasn't been updated since '96.
Yeah, let's, maybe that can be in the agenda item to. What is the language?
Well, I read this and I ask myself too, is like, so here's one for water. Is there a separate section that covers wastewater? If not.
Yeah, there's not. It's under, this is all under utilities.
So it's not like we're.
Right, we're not stepping on anybody else.
We're not stepping on anybody's chart though, and so I assume.
My thoughts are that this kind of language doesn't really belong in the city charter.
Agree.
I would agree with that.
It's kind of happening, you know, and, you know. It just, I don't believe it belongs here.
I don't know there are any other advisory board mentioned in the city charter anywhere.
It's transportation.
I don't think they have anything in the city charter.
I just think it's a weird thing to have in the charter. The charter is our overarching kind of rules and this is how we operate. And this is something that could change. And so it's so complicated and difficult to change it. This should be more legislative. And I would say that also provides the utility advisory board with a higher level purpose to actually look at rate studies and then make a recommendation to the city council for rate increases that provide what the city needs to maintain the system.
You want to change that to just include surface water and San Jose aggregate of people?
Well, if it's stated specifically, I think that's an attorney question. What does water mean?
What does water mean?
It's a definition of why. We do.
There's a, if you go down, scroll down, go back to that. Like there's a, what is the other utilities as?
City-owned utilities.
They also make recommendations regarding such other city-owned utilities as the city council from time to time may determine. Agreed.
But we are where we are, so.
We at least interpret water to include.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's something we ask city council for direction on or.
Surface water too, right?
Yeah.
So I guess that's something that.
Water's water, whether it's dirty or clean, correct?
Used or clean.
Used or unused.
I guess from a legal. So we understand what our actual focus should be. I think we should include all water for the city.
Well, I know finance is moving forward, but when she does those rate increases, 5% every year for this group for water. He's been.
But she also has. She's also.
Storm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and 5% on all.
So if we're doing that, then I would go back to our priority work plan, and in this priority work plan, then we need to note that we're. Because everything here is all just water. Like clean water, potable water, so somewhere in here we can talk about. That we're also looking to these other things. And quite frankly, I think from the city perspective. Whatever you're doing in the sanitary sewer side, if you have a public advisory committee weighing in on it, you can recommend it. Could mean something to those choices or. Presentations to council rather than people from the public. There's value there, and you got. Relatively, you guys have a pretty strong committee here.
Would that be considered another organizational matter that can be provided for by ordinance? If an ordinance doesn't need to be voted on by the people, does it?
No.
Council decision.
Somebody organization.
Well, it says the provisions of this section have to be implemented by.
And they work in 90 hours.
That said, that's what we do.
I don't know, I guess we look at it and see. What is this?
So there's no section that. Establishes the other advisory boards?
No. Not in the charter.
Not even like general, like the city shall have the authority to.
It was a real big deal back in. Back.
Oh, my.
It's like 20 years ago, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Everyone, just a quick question. There's been a lot of discussion. There's been a lot, a multitude of different threads. Could someone help summarize kind of what our plan of action is? Because, you know, we've spent more than like 30, 45 minutes on this, and I'm just trying to understand like. What the next steps are for us to kind of figure out what we need to do between now and the next meeting to take whatever actions, because there's been a lot of great discussion, but I'm. Just having trouble following kind of what outcomes we're expecting after this discussion.
I mean, I can. My takeaways are I'm going to follow up on the rate study and. Push the consultant to have a draft. At least by our November meeting or before and send it out to you all for review. I'm going to follow up with our legal team to see where we are with this charter language. And the Southport bifurcation. And then. Discuss our communications folks on how we. Push some sort of a water system 101 flyer out, get that started. Anybody else have?
And I think this in our priorities work plan, we note. Sanitary and surface water as a priority for our work plan, and I think if my take is if council approves that, then that. Keep fall us underneath the as. The way I interpret this as city council or whatever, just make it part of this. You guys approve it as our priority, and then that's essentially. Meeting the charter of you guys stating that you passed us for it, but that would be how I.
By that, and by myself. Council's agreement, then we're defining water as.
Yeah.
Water, wastewater.
Yeah, so we want to. Seems like an organizational matter that can be done without involving everybody.
We want to make it a. An amendment, we will make an edit to this work plan.
Yes.
Some length of this.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So we.
That was super helpful. Thank you.
So did I send that?
Thanks for getting us on task. Thanks for getting us on task. We didn't talk about a lot.
If you want to take a stab, Eric, at. A number 5 in this list of our priorities that comments on sanitary and surface water, 5 and 6 or whatever. That would at least give us the priority in our work plan, but. Focus on that. And then I suggested. I think somebody said, Dean, you suggested make the conservation pricing should be part of the rate conversation and not necessarily its own standalone item.
I think I have to do.
I said, I even reworded what I said to say that should just be part of what we look at.
I think that.
Yeah, sorry.
Do we need to make a motion for any of these things, or we just?
I don't think of a motion. I think these are just action items that come out of it.
But yeah, I agree. That sounds.
We're not approving anything.
Yeah. So Eric, you'll send around a revised one of these that then can be taken to council.
I do apologize. A lot of this we've been discussing, stuff just takes. We'll have more information next.
From a time perspective, I guess. Do you have anything from them? I don't feel like I need a capital project update. Is that something we need to?
Okay, it's.
What was just driving up and down Salamo again?
I don't know.
So I guess anything from the board? That mean, board discussion and announcements? Nothing. We agree with you, our action items.
Yeah, is there, like I said, I wasn't at the last meeting. I don't feel like TJ was at the one before when I was there. Is he?
I think he came in briefly.
The last meeting.
Yeah, he came in for a little bit, then he left.
He popped in virtually and then popped out.
Yeah.
He did make it. We had a lot going on in that meeting, though, so.
And Natalie, I agree. It is hard from a, when you're hybrid, to pick up on all the little conversations, for sure. I found that out last time.
I really appreciated the summary because there were a lot of different threads going on. So thank you for summarizing the action items.
Anything else for us?
I do not. I can think of, no one wants a capital update, that's fine.
If there's something to update, I'm.
Bringing up things.
Okay.
We're trying to finalize last bit of restoration on the project, and we'll be done with it. But I don't think we have anything else pressing at this point. From a capital standpoint, or anything else?
I mean, stay away from Rosemont, I will this little bit. Although it's probably.
Well, then there was. Yeah, then you'll probably want to stay away from this. You want to stay away from Hidden Springs in a couple of weeks.
Hopefully if the weather.
Speaking of which, I noticed the incline percentage changed on Hidden Spring.
We had a resident complain that, yeah, that his car was injured, yeah, with something else. We went out and took some measurements, like, you are right. It went from 16 to 21.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, we're not entirely sure whether, like, the original 16 is like an average or like the steepest part. So we. The steepest 21 would be the steepest.
I would like to think that the higher number might prevent the semi-truck.
Which was the concern, which was the concern that, like, yeah, people are still driving up this. I am not convinced that number is going to scare anybody. By the time they get there, they're still going to, I can do this. Then they'll find out they can't.
And you're concerned about someone complaining about a 5% rate increase. I think that case should be rusted.
What car does somebody have that tells them what the incline?
You know, I don't know.
I think my truck would do it as well. If I knew how those systems work, that'll tell me what plane my truck is on.
Why?
I've never looked. If you're rock climbing with your truck, you want to know what angle it is. Not that I'm planning on doing that, but my truck tells me that.
I have a 2012 Honda Civic.
Before I bought my new car, which is now old, 7 years old, one, this is a hybrid, and I hadn't had one before. I wanted to make sure it had enough oomph to get up, so test drove it up in the spring.
So the city council is meeting tomorrow. We're having like a work session about funding and priorities and all of that kind of stuff. And it's from 8:30 tomorrow morning until noon. And, but, you know, to me, being the liaison to this group, utilities, water utilities is kind of important. And I want to make sure that we don't start getting too much bright, shiny new and ignore the stuff that we already have that we need to take care of. I'm going to be more than a person.
So I'm staying at home and I fall asleep on another plane.
This says next regularly, I know we haven't adjourned, but 12:02, I don't.
That sounds right. It's October.
Oh, it is. Okay. I thought we talked about November earlier.
Well, we talked about getting updates out before the next meeting, so everybody can look at it.
Yeah, it'd be great if we could get that in a week or so.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
For last and this.
Yeah. We'll get Jennifer to work on.
Sure. I've noticed that there's a webpage for the utility advisory board, but let's see how many things without getting policies. And so it's just like, this one comes up when people search for utility advisory board, and I know that would go to the city council.
Yeah.
To check the meeting, but it's, I would maybe suggest either getting rid of that page or updating it.
I feel like we've tried to get rid of that page.
I don't think it works.
So then your next option is updated.
Yeah. Well, and we also had that conversation. We talked about updating it, but then it was, well, not everybody has a page, so this board shouldn't have its own page.
Well, we're in the charter.
There you go. That's our ally.
You got a charter, you know.
The la di da.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Second. Everybody against going home?
No.
All right. Bye, Natalie.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.